Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, fresh on the heels of the blitz, Fred and AJ, trending up Landon Donovan, Manchester City, Liverpool, trending down Jose Mourinho, Yaya Toure, Lionel Messi, and Kubo Torres. We'll tell you why tonight. Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 is on the air. Throughout the show tonight, 713-780-3776 is a number to call in. You can also hit me on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, S-O-C. So it's Glenn Davis and then just add S-O-C. If you want to hit me up on Twitter with questions and or your thoughts, you can do that as well. But brave it, 713-780-3776. It's going to be a good one tonight. So I thank you for tuning in as usual. One beautiful thing about being involved in a global sport is that there is never a night without topics to talk about based on the effect this game has on humanity around the globe. Be proud, be soccer fans, be unafraid, be bold, and come in with some takes tonight, again, at 713-780-3776, and we always do stream at ESPN975.com. Got a lot of good guests tonight. We'll talk Premier League. Former Newcastle defender, Fox commentator, or should I say pundit, Warren Barton. He'll join me tonight. We'll talk DeAndre Yedlin with him, what it's like to play at Newcastle in northern England, where the fan base is a very working-class, industrial fan base, you might say. And how is DeAndre Yedlin going to win over the fans? Does Warren Barton think he's going to be able to do that? Charlie Hall will be on the show. It's rare that you see people go from being a professional athlete to joining the police academy and then hitting the streets. He's going to be a police officer in Orlando. I don't think that would surprise a lot of you here in Houston. But Tally Hall is going to be a great interview tonight. And you as a male out there, as a man, it's crossed my mind many times what it would have been like to go to war, like my father did in Okinawa in World War II, knowing that you had a high probability of not coming back. Tally Hall is going where few men will go. Because you know what? All of us guys, we question it. When we hear about guys in Afghanistan and we hear about the tragedy and the loss of life. Coming in to do a radio show is not life and death. Becoming a police officer, that's pretty serious when you have a family, and that's what he's elected to do. You know, sometimes when I'm pulled up at a light and I'm looking at a police officer, I say to myself, now I wonder what his wife said to him on the way out today. Because it's a tough time to be a police officer. It's always a tough time, but it might even be a lot more tougher right now based on the climate politically. But I always put myself in first responder shoes. Tally Hall's doing something unique tonight. We'll talk to him about it for a professional athlete. We'll also talk about his time at the Dynamo and his amazing 2013 season. You can follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. That's where you can call in with thoughts tonight. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Instagram's Glenn Davis Soc. And the website up and rolling, glendavissoccer.com. 713-780-3776. All right, newsflash. Eric Kubo Torres went off injured last night in the 81st minute for Cruz Azul. Taken by ambulance to the hospital. ESPN reported this. He has a sprained medial collateral ligament. It's going to keep him out for about 6 weeks, potentially. Booed by the fans. Boy, Kubo's just trending down. It can't get any worse for this kid. Now, also, if you put this in the context of the Houston Dynamo, you're hoping he goes down there and score goals, and depending on what the Dynamo want to do with him, I believe they want to move him on. You then cut a deal with Cruz Azul. You may be getting him back after what is not the best of spells down at Cruz Azul. And he may not be the valuation you want for him out on the market right now when it comes to potentially moving him. 713-780-3776. Manchester United have now lost three straight matches. What's going on with the Red Devils? All the talent they brought in, including Paul Pogba, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, what is the problem? Manchester United fans, talk to us tonight. They got slaughtered in midfield against Manchester City. Their midfield is problem number one. Wayne Rooney, what is his future? Now, I'm not pushing Wayne to the scrap heap by any means. What an amazing player he's been. But is he getting too long in the tooth? Should Pogba be playing where Wayne Rooney is? Is this a problem with Jose Mourinho trying to phase out a star potentially? The money you spend on Paul Pogba, you have to allow him to play the game sort of the way that he wants to, conducive to his nature and how he sees it. So you don't make him a holding midfielder, I don't think. What's the future of Marcus Rashford and Anthony Martial? Two blossoming young talents. Does Mourinho work with the youth? And I'm going to go back to say, I'm not sure he's the right fit tactically. And that's okay if you're getting wins. It's not okay if you're losing. He's already thrown Luke Shaw under the bus in the media. You remember, he left Real Madrid, ticking off a lot of his players. He left Chelsea, throwing people under the bus, throwing the toys out of the sandbox. And here's the biggest irony of all. Who does he bring on against Watford? But a guy he kicked out of Chelsea, Juan Mata, to try and save the day. That's the irony. So let's get your thoughts on Manchester United. 713-780-3776. The wall in soccer, why is it used? And I put this out to you. A lot of coaches in this community, a lot of people who coach, a lot of people who are opinionated on the game. I want your take on this tonight. You saw Kevin De Bruyne score a free kick in a very, very contrived, purposeful manner underneath a jumping wall. You always see walls being constructed on free kicks. Goalkeepers frantically waving to move and position their wall, players scrambling, pushing and shoving to establish position. But for me, simply the wall is designed to eliminate possibility for a free kick taker. Who, by the way, they're ridiculous at their craft now. They can bend balls, they can make it move over walls and drop around walls in Houdini-like fashion. For years now, walls will jump. And defenders know that over the wall is one of the favorite places for these amazing free kick takers. Yet when walls jump, simply, now think of this, you have just added possibility for a free kick taker. And I always was from the vein that walls are built to defend free kicks to eliminate possibility, not add it. So when a wall jumps, you add possibility. So coaches out there, whether you're at the youth level, whether you're at the high school level, the college level. By the way, we got the NCAA Men's College Cup here, December 9th and 11th in Houston. We need to get behind that. But college coaches, high school coaches, youth coaches, do you want your wall to jump? 713-780-3776. And by the way, it may be conducive to who's taking the free kicks as well. And I'm sure it's studied to that degree at the Premier League level. But in general, would you want your wall to jump? 713-780-3776. We had Chris Kennedy, the Dynamo president and general manager, Matt Jordan, in studio last week. They were taking calls from fans. We also, a couple weeks prior, I interviewed both Chris and Matt on a number of topics, and it was good stuff, stuff we need to talk about. And Dynamo fans, I want to know if you're in the reality of what's going on. Here's a sample of what happened last week with the Dynamo and Chris Kennedy, Matt Jordan, talking to the fans.
You know, what's interesting about Major League Soccer is a lot of the top players, when they come here, are not necessarily superstars when they're signed. You look at the U.S. Open Cup final last night in FC Dallas, and the best player on the field was Mauro Diaz. And he's probably one of the top players in the league right now, but I could tell you nobody heard of Mauro Diaz.
So there's Chris Kennedy talking about, you know, the term difference makers out here coming to the Dynamo. Diego Valeri, Mauro Diaz. Maybe nobody heard of him, but he did play at River Plate, as we did mention on the broadcast. Well, you got to go find a Diego Valeri and Mauro Diaz. That's the challenge now for the Dynamo. They got to hit a home run. They've created cap space with the move of Giles Barnes to Vancouver. You got to figure out if Wade Barrett is the man for the job. That's a real question. Do you think Wade Barrett should be given the next head coaching job? Now, the Dynamo and Chris Kennedy said they were going to choose a manager with MLS experience. So that means that a foreign manager from Mexico or Argentina, like the Tata Martinez rumor in Atlanta, is off the table. The card for a foreign manager was used on Owen Coyle. Me personally, I thought it should have been a Hispanic manager for this city, but that's just my opinion. It's only my opinion. Is Wilmer Cabrera, who was managed Chivas USA and getting results with RGV, a candidate? You'd have to say he's a candidate, right? But here's why it's difficult for Wade Barrett. He's coaching the team to win right now and get the job. That's a fact. Why would he be doing anything otherwise? Because he hasn't been awarded the job. His record is 3-4-9. So if simply a winning record is the criteria, he's not going to get the job. Now, if there's other criteria, such as player management, improved team shape, motivation, whatever it is, and whatever that criteria is laid out by Chris Kennedy and Matt Jordan, he could meet it. But we don't know what that is, really. So that's why it's a little bit nebulous. And when you hear of player moves being made, you wonder, how much is Wade Barrett have to do with these player moves? Because if he is going to be your next manager, you want him to be involved with constructing the team, and that goes down to player personnel. Because it's always been positioned as it's a group thing when it comes to the Dynamo picking players. Somebody's got to have the final call. I mean, somebody has to. So that's why I see Wade Barrett working the collective nature of a defending team. Now, I didn't get, you know, look, I was glad for the players that they won. I was glad for the Dynamo that they won. I was glad for Wade Barrett that they won. I didn't get excited, though. And I'll tell you why. Because it's in the context of a couple of years now. It's hard to get excited now. It's hard for Dynamo fans to get excited. Now back to Wade working the collective nature of a defending team, which is what we saw in Salt Lake. You saw the lone goal in that game scored because of a very alert Ricardo Clark, who closed down John Sturzer, who, for the life of me, I have no idea why Jaime Sinolave of Real Salt Lake would play him that ball, but he did. Kid was struggling on the ball, and Olave's pulled out. So there's about a 30-yard gap between the two center backs, which, you know, Rico Clark knifes in there, wins the ball, gets it to Alex, and, you know, it's a straight path to goal for Alex. It's unbelievable. Lightning quick recognition. And that's how it happens. Wade Barrett is working on the collective nature of a defending team. He was a defender. As all do, you lean on the things you're comfortable with, what you have the most knowledge around. But the real issue remains for the future with the Houston Dynamo is, how is this team going to become more dangerous next year in open play? And that's going to come down a lot to the players they bring in. Open play. Open play is the essence of the game. It's why you come to watch it. I don't go to games to watch free kicks. It's a part of the game. I come to watch the open play. And it's hard for Wade Barrett, in fairness to him, to worry about that now as he's trying to get the job. He may not feel like he's got the players to play an open style of soccer. He may not be comfortable with these players coaching that style of soccer. He has mentioned to me he wants more of a high-pressing game at some point. It's probably not going to happen this season. So how can the Dynamo, though, determine if Wade Barrett's the man for the job from an attacking perspective based on the way the team is playing and if it plays out the rest of the year like this? In some ways, you won't know if he can produce a team that plays to impose a playing style on someone. Now, there are moments where they have imposed their playing style, but in general, no. It's been more about team shape, being cautious, trying to pick off a goal, and that's not the type of soccer that's going to put people back in the stadium, and I think Wade Barrett knows that. But the Dynamo and Chris Kennedy are going to have to choose a manager, and they're going to choose one, again, with MLS experience. 713-780-3776, your thoughts. Does Wade Barrett is in a tough position? Does he get the job, you think, for the Houston Dynamo? 713-780-3776 is the number. Let's play a little bit more sound from Chris and Matt from last week.
Call Enrique, and your thank support. Thank you for driving hours to come see us as well. Look, we're going through a tough time as a club right now. I think our attendance right now reflects our performance on the field. I'm a sports fan just like everybody else, so I understand the fact that fans are down on the team right now, and they're taking it out at the box office. So, we're pretty creative and aggressive when it comes to marketing and PR and direct sales and things of that nature to go out and tactfully generate crowds. But right now, we need to get back to our winning ways. We need to have some players on the field that fans can really celebrate and get behind. And we've had great attendance at our stadium before. We've seen packed houses. We've seen that place full of orange fans. And this is why the priority is on winning. We got to get back to our winning ways. We got to reestablish the relevance and excitement that we know we can have in this community as we continue to grow. We can't forget we're only 10 years old. We have a long way to go, but we have to start with winning and winning people's hearts.
Well, that's Dynamo President Chris Kennedy, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in, streaming at ESPN975.com here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. So it was good that they were in studio. It was good that you, the fan, got to talk to them. I think it's always important for the Dynamo brass to be out front and addressing the fan. Are we getting enough from the fans when it comes to pushback and what their desires are? I'll leave that up to you to determine. 713-780-3776. Dynamo Saturday, September 24th, will take on the Portland Timbers. That's at BBVA Compass Stadium. New York City FC also coming to town. You got the Houston Dash on Sunday in their final game as well. I've got tickets to give away tonight. So be ready for that. Soccer fans, Amigo Energy wants to remind you that you can save money on your energy bill. They've got a solution. Sign up for Amigo Energy's Basic 24. You'll get a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call us first. If you're up for renewal, look us up and switch. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission 5-star rated provider. That's right. You get both great rates, great service from Amigo Energy. Don't delay. AmigoEnergy.com/SoccerMatters. Tell me you heard it right here, Soccer Matters, or call 888-995-9299, www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. I've got Dynamo Portland tickets to give away. Houston Open Air Festival is Saturday. I've got one ticket to Saturday's event, the Cult playing, Alice in Chains. Who else we got playing, Tyler?
Slayer.
Slayer's playing. So for you hard rockers, it's going to be good down there. And then Sunday, I got a pair for that. What do we got out there? We got Anthrax. We got Deftones. Who else?
Avenged Sevenfold, I think, is the headliner that night.
So we got, for you music fans, tickets to give away. 713-780-3776. We're going to take a 7-Up and a Bud Light break right now.
Go!
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, quick word here for Bud Light. As the host of Soccer Matters, I speak on behalf of my favorite political party. It's the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything. But I'm going to tell you that's not true. We agree on a lot. Like puppy videos. Everybody likes puppy videos. I mean, I put a bunch out with my puppy. Three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi, Cristiano. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself on Tuesday nights for the best in soccer talk. And a quick reminder here, for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. This segment brought to you by them. John Daspit and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 4878. 713-322-4878-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, you work in a refinery or a plant, you're on the construction site, you drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm will assure you that they will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Put the number in your phone, 713-322-4878. 713-322-4878. 4878. All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Bounced around on a number of topics tonight. Again, we have tickets for Houston Open Air Saturday and Sunday. I've got Dynamo Portland tickets. We're going to give those out tonight as well. We got an interview with Tally Hall. We've got Warren Barton of Fox coming on to talk Premier League. Kalia Ohai, who has been on a goal-scoring tear in the NWSL. She's on the show tonight. Later on. Also, we want to continue to take your calls at 713-780-3776. Kubo Torres injured last night with Cruz Azul. Lionel Messi injured today. He's going to be out for some time with a groin strain. We saw that happen in the game in the 1-1 draw with Atletico Madrid today. All right, let's go to Ty. Ty, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering, what do you think would be a more important move for the Dynamo? Either getting a solid striker, which it seems that we've been lacking for a little bit now, or someone that can actually distribute the ball, a true number 10?
Well, I don't think it's either or. I think it's both. I think you truly need a bunch of attacking players. If you're going to play with a lone striker, and we don't know if that's what the Dynamo is going to do, but if the Dynamo is going to continue with a lone striker, there has to be pace in that position. And there has to be penetrators out wide, just like in the old days when they won their cup. So if we're going to go back to the cup-winning teams, you'll remember they had wingers that could move, they had a threat out of midfield in De Rosario, and they had a great striker in Brian Ching. So that doesn't necessarily have to be the model. But if you're going to play with a lone striker, for me, that player has to be exceptional in holding the ball up because he is in part a possession player. But he also has to be a threat to stretch defenses and be able to make runs in behind and hit the channels over the top so that defenses step back. But if you don't get penetration out wide and you don't beat people out wide and get to the end line and pull center backs out of the middle, you're doomed in that system. That's the bottom line. So my answer to that question is both. Ty?
Nice. Yes.
Anything else?
I totally agree with you there. It just seems like we need some kind of spark to get us going, and be it whichever coach comes in, even if Wade stays, there needs to be some money dumped in this offseason for something to happen.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question. I mean, look, they're creating the cap space with Giles Barnes. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen with DeMarcus Beasley because he's out of contract and he takes up a big piece of the salary cap, that legendary player. Will he come back at a lower number? That's probably what the Dynamo would do, I would think. All of this speculation is what it's about for us as fans. There's got to be other ways to create cap space. Are there players that... are players that you would think about trading? Who's gonna remain here as these, quote, pieces that are the good pieces for the Dynamo that are left? You have to consider some players getting a bit older. There's a lot to consider. This team does need to, I think, in some areas, get younger. I think it needs a leader as well. I don't think there's any question. Who is the out-and-out leader of this team? I don't think there's a singular person that embodies, you know, that one face you say is the leader of this team, which I think you need. And I know over the years, people have said, oh, you don't need a primary goal scorer. It doesn't matter where we get our goals from. This team needs a primary goal scorer. Every team does, in my opinion. I'm taking a very differing opinion on that. You need a primary goal scorer. Somebody that can be counted on consistently. The Dynamo have scored 5 goals from the striker position this year. So that's a big problem. They're at the bottom of the league in big chances created, this new analytic and stat that's brought out, which you remember when Maidana was brought in, you know, the way he was positioned was he was a playmaker, lots of assists, the top guy in the big chance created category. So big chances created, it's not played out. So the Dynamo are in a tough position, and they're going to have to create more space. They've got 3 lone players. They got 3 lone players that I think, you know, are we actually going to see these guys play for the Dynamo? And how do you assess them? But the one big move has been moving Giles Barnes. 713-780-3776. What's your thoughts on the Houston Dynamo? Manchester United. And Sarah, yes, I did just say the cult will be in Houston, as in She Sells Sanctuary. Yes. Saturday night at the Houston Open Air. It's not a festival. It's just called Houston Open Air. It's over at Energy, and it's...
Yeah, it's called Houston Open Air Fest.
Oh, Fest. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't say it on the tickets I'm looking at, but okay. That's what it is. You can see what the rundown of the bands are at www.houstonopenair.com. Again, I want to remind you, the NCAA Men's College Cup is coming here, and I'm involved with the local organizing committee. There's a whole bunch of really good people on there, but it's a short window to make this happen. It is a huge opportunity for Houston, and I'll tell you why. It's a huge opportunity because the last couple of college cups has had limited attendance. If in Houston we can get 7,000 to 10,000 people to this, we will get notoriety around the country. The 2016 Division I Men's Soccer Championship, also called the Men's College Cup, is December 9th and 11th. At BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets are on sale. Go over to NCAA.com. I'll post a link on Twitter. It's over on Facebook as well. But, you know, every high school coach, every youth coach, your goal in many cases is to help players to the next level. So we're hoping that the high school coaches and everybody around the state, South Texas youth soccer, Tasco Soccer, which is a Texas soccer coaches. Bill McDonald's kind of heading that up. We have an event on the 24th down at the stadium. We're talking to the high school coaches. Let's get behind this. Let's get tickets sold. Let's get out there. It's reasonable. You're doing the right thing, showing the next level to your son or your daughter. You're doing the next thing. You're doing the right thing, showing your high school players the next level. You're doing the right thing, showing your youth players the next level. Because let's face it, possibility is people want to be professional soccer players one day, but college, we fill college rosters around the country, male and female, university and great colleges with you know, our youth talent coming out of Houston. We need to be proud of that. But what we can do is make a statement, I believe. So think about it. Get out to it. www.ncaa.com. Look up the NCAA Division I Men's Soccer Championship. We are hosting it in Houston. All kinds of MLS coaches are coming in, college coaches. There'll be showcases, events around it, a bunch that we're going to introduce and open up real soon. All right, 713-780-3776. Are you a college soccer player? If you are, you should be out at this. You're in a small brethren of people. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right. You know what, Tyler? I think it might be time for that game on for 90. Could be. I think it
Game
is.
On, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on.
All right, I'm on the clock, and I want to be very careful here. I'm not going to get political because you didn't tune into this show to listen to my political beliefs. You tuned in to be entertained, hopefully informed, and to discuss the great sport of soccer, no matter what level of expertise you're at. In fact, I love those that are getting introduced to the sport to call in, and also love those that are bigger fans, that are inundated with the game on a daily basis. But I'm also interested in those fans of other sports that are curious about soccer. So back to politics and sports. I wish they didn't mix. So Colin Kaepernick and Megan Rapinoe are taking knees. I question the time and place of the protest. Not one's right to protest. No one ever begrudges anyone's thoughts on serious, serious issues. But why put that on fans that have paid good dollars to come to a game to be entertained? To get away from the daily rigors of life. That's what sports is. That's what sports talk radio is. It's to escape the inundation of all this other stuff that we're hammered with, that are very big social issues. To get away, to free our minds of the pressure that occurs in everybody's daily lives. And by the way, pressure's a relative thing. Pro sports is fantasy for most and a getaway for most. It's social. It's barbecues. It's tailgating. It's wearing the shirt. It's being with friends. It's practicing ritual and common bond. So back to the protest. It's hard not to think some of this might not be self-serving for athletes that use a game day knee. How much of this is about drawing attention to oneself? You truly got to question that, right? Could that element be a part of it? I ask you. Aren't there other ways away from the game to make your statement if you're a pro athlete with the media and in the communities that these athletes live? Is it fair to take all this attention from teammates on game day? Is it fair to take all this attention from teammates when you're trying to win games in front of your fans? Is it fair to mix politics with sport to the fan who's bought a ticket? This is just another way to examine what's going on where sports and politics sadly mixes a little bit too much, in my opinion. And that is Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. And as always, I speak on behalf of Bud Light. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything. We know it's not true. We agree on a lot. Like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, and margaritas. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light party and myself every Wednesday night at 7. And I always thank Bud Light for their great support. They've supported me for years. I feel pretty proud of that because they get it. They love the game of soccer. They want to hear it on the radio. So give me your thoughts. Kubo Torres, the Houston Dynamo, Manchester United. Tell us, what are your thoughts on United now, losing three in a row? Is Jose Mourinho the right guy for the job? United fan, you need to speak up. Dynamo fan, you need to speak up. So we go to break right now. Tell you what, we're going to throw one out to the Houston Open Air Festival. This is for Saturday night. So Saturday night, we do know. We got Alice in Chains. We got the Cult. Who else do we have, Tyler, on Saturday? Somebody else in there.
Drawing a blank right now.
Yeah, another big band.
I'm looking
band.
It up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, another big band. We'll look it up. We'll tell you more. But Cult and Alice in Chains, Houston Open Air. It's all day long. Tons of bands, tons of stages. It's going to be pretty hip. It's out at Energy Stadium right now. I got a singular ticket to this right now. At 713-780-3776, we'll give it to the seventh caller.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
We'll take a little listen to the call because they're playing Saturday at the Open Air Fest. Saturday night, the Dynamo will take on the Portland Timbers. Sunday, it's the Dash in action. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com for both the Dynamo and Dash. We appreciate their support of this show. I also appreciate Liberty Kitchen. As you know, I'm passionate about great food. We were stoked up here last week when Liberty Kitchen came in. Lance Fegan and also Eric Laird, the chef. Ceviche, we were cazuela. We had all kinds of amazing food. We had fried oysters, had mac and cheese. They got great burgers. They got mom's spaghetti chowder. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. Some of their staples, deviled eggs, fried oysters, the Dixie fried chicken. Creole gumbo, you do have to get the blue crab in it. With potato salad, that's the way I do it. Awesome. Signature cocktails, cold beer on tap. You understand why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop. It's Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, and brunch. Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, soon to open the Treehouse in Memorial City. And I do want to remind you about Bar Munich in Midtown, our good friend Raymond down there. Bar Munich, another one of the great soccer-watching bars slash pubs in Houston. And we got a number of good ones. Bar Munich is the one on Louisiana. We had our pro players event down there. But a great open field down there, all kinds of beer and cocktails. It is a great spot. Bar Munich. That is barmunich.com, 2616 Louisiana. If you want an Irish pub feel, well, then you go to the Gorgeous Gael. It's in West University, 5555 Morningside. Catch all your matches over there. Stop by for a pint and a bite. They got whiskey offerings. Say hello to my friend Peter over there. Again, open feel. They do have an outdoor patio, just like Bar Munich does. Gorgeous Gael, a place to be. TheGorgeousGael.com, another one of the Soccer Matters pubs. And, of course, the Richmond Arms, which, by the way, you can rent out rooms at the Richmond Arms. Come there and watch your favorite club. Check it out, RichmondArmsOnline.com, the King's Head Pub, Houston.com. These are all great soccer-watching spots in Houston. The King's Head and Richmond Arms, designed and built with soccer in mind. All right, 713-780-3776. I did post on Twitter the information for the NCAA Men's College Cup. Hey, think about what Houston has done, by the way, when it comes to history in men's college soccer. Two Harmon Award winners, which is equivalent to the Heisman. Johnny Torres won it, I believe, at Creighton. Chris Bondi won it at UConn. Five kids from Houston won a national championship at UConn back in, I think it was 2001. Carlos Zamuano was the coach of North Carolina when they won a national championship. One of his players, I believe, was Rob Lovejoy of the Houston Dynamo, played at North Carolina. But the amount of male and female players from around the country that leave the state of Texas to play soccer is mind-boggling at the college level. So, when the NCAA College Cup comes to Houston, there's a short window to promote it. It's going to be nationally televised. What do we not want to have happen? We don't want to have an empty stadium. It was an embarrassment in Kansas City last year. It was freezing cold. Nobody was at the game in Philly the year before that. We have an opportunity, if we put fans into this game on national television, Houston will make noise around the country for being a great NCAA College Cup host. Not allowed to say Final Four. That's strictly for basketball. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. Boy, the irony of Juan Mata being brought on by Jose Mourinho to try and save things against Watford in the 3-1 loss this weekend. Jose Mourinho also said, we're not happy to be playing in the Europa League. Whatever happened to the we're out to win everything United, Manchester United cry? So Mourinho is a little bit more, I guess, about stars before system. the cohesion, the balance in midfield, it's a mess. And obviously, we all know that's your platform for a back four. It's your platform for your front runners. Now, let me switch gears here. Let's talk about what a great weekend it was for Watford. How about Watford? First win in over 30 years over Manchester United. Spectacular. And they deserve credit. Scored some great goals. Troy Deeney, Agallo up front were a handful. Zuniga comes off the bench and immediately scores. And there's this amazing fan connection to the players. So for Watford, what an amazing weekend. For Jeff Cameron and Stoke, it's another story. They're at the bottom of the Premier League. Tough times. You didn't get much if you're Manchester United in the Watford game out of Pogba and Rooney. You must control midfield in order to do the things that you want to do. When people say, we want to get our outside backs into the attack, we want our playmakers on the ball. You can't do that unless you control midfield. So then I go to Mourinho, and remember, he didn't leave on the best of terms at Real Madrid with the players. He was pushed out at Chelsea. And he's always quick to criticize players and referees, by the way. I should have pulled the soundbite of him, you know, immediately goes to the referees and, you know, not a man who likes to take accountability. And then you wonder if that filters down to players, right? You know, if you're a team that's always blaming something or always positioning, you know, well, it woulda, shoulda, coulda, if this happened or this happened, you know, we would have been, that just leads to people, I believe, and players essentially, and those that work within a club to then adopt the same strategy. It's always someone else's fault. Accountability is where it's at. 713-780-3776 again is the number to call in here tonight. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Kalia Ojai. What a goal-scoring streak she has been on. Now, the Dash are not going to make the playoffs, unfortunately. But Kalia Ojai, who didn't score in her first 10 games, well, she's been on fire, quite frankly. Apparently has really stepped up in the leadership department, according to the coach, Randy Waldrum. Taking charge. No goals in her first 10 games of the NWSL season. In her last 9 games, Kalia Ojai has scored 10. Pretty good. NWSL final is going to be right here in Houston as well. You can get information at that on that at HoustonDynamo.com. So 713-780-3776 again is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. Today, Atletico Madrid and Barcelona drew 1-1. Real Madrid and Villarreal drew, so Barcelona had an opportunity to pick up some points at home. They didn't, and it's a problem because when Lionel Messi is going to be out now, I think it's 3 weeks he's going to be out. 3 weeks for Lionel Messi, apparently, with a groin injury. Kubo Torres for Cruz Azul on loan from the Dynamo, apparently out for 6 weeks. So, it's two situations that you'll truly want to monitor if you're a Dynamo fan or if you're a Barcelona fan. And Messi's injury today probably overshadowing the draw, but the draw, again, has dropped points. 59th minute, Messi came off, and then super sub Angel Correa came on and produced the tying goal for Atletico Madrid at Barcelona. It's a huge result. Huge result. There's a little Twitter war going on between Luis Suarez of Barcelona and Felipe Luis of Atletico Madrid. In the 1-1 draw today, those two guys got into it in the 83rd minute. Suarez got a caution. Right after the game ended, Felipe Luis posted a photo on his Instagram of a bloody right foot alongside the caption, "At least he didn't touch me." And that's what he was saying about Suarez. Suarez then responded, quote, "Football is for men," he told reporters after the game. Quote, "Everything stays on the pitch. If everyone uploaded what happens, the game would become a circus." Of course, when he said everyone uploading what happens, he's talking about Felipe Luis going on social media, you know, minutes after the game ends to show his injury. And by the way, it's not the first time that opponents have gone to social media to complain about treatment from Suarez. There was a Valencia defender who did it. What do you think about this? You know, players jumping right onto social media after games and contesting things. I guess it's good for you, the fan, right? Do you like it? Social media in the world of football right now. You, the fan, do you like it? 713-780-3776. Certainly a way to follow players, to find out more about them. How much time do you spend with social media when it comes to following individual players and or teams? And, you know, would you want a Dynamo player, if you're a Houston Dynamo fan, jumping on social media after a game and taking a picture of an injury and doing a shout-out against an opponent? And by the way, how about Landon Donovan? Won't rule out a return to the U.S. national team. Came off the bench, scored a very Donovan-like goal. He's only played 24 minutes. The 34-year-old scored an equalizer as a substitute. If you didn't see the video of it, take a look at it because it's vintage Donovan. Angled run inside. Receives, a Robbie Rogers pass. And then just places it, you know, inside of his foot. Finisher. Major League Soccer's all-time leader in goals and assists is Landon Donovan. Top scorer in U.S. men's history with 57 goals and 157 appearances. And for those that have banged on Landon Donovan, where would MLS have been without him? Think about it. Sure, we talk about Philip Anschutz floating the league, but where would MLS have been without Landon Donovan carrying the league in some of the lean years from a star quality perspective? 713-780-3776 is the number. Another interesting thing comes out from little-known Watford defender Miguel Britos. What did Miguel say about Zlatan Ibrahimovic? He said the Manchester United striker is easily angered and does not like to be touched by opponents. Watford, 3-1 winners over Manchester United at Vicarage Road on Sunday. No goals in the last two. For Zlatan, I am Zlatan against Feyenoord and Watford. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we will talk to the one and only Kalia Ohai of the Houston Dash. And by the way, Britos also said this on the radio about Ibrahimovic. This is not the first time I've played against him. I faced him when he played in Milan. We were able to control him as well as Wayne Rooney. He, Ibrahimovic, is a bit arrogant. He angers easily. He does not like to be touched. Beyond that, he is a phenomenon. He is a complete player, also big and hard to defend. So there you go. Get it from both sides. Quick word here. For Amigo Energy, they remind you, you can sign up and save money. Amigo Energy Basics 24, a $50 bill credit. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for a renewal, call Amigo Energy. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission 5-star rated provider. You get both great rates and great service. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Sign up for Basics 24 today, 888-995-9299. AmigoEnergy.com. soccermatters. And we will take a Liberty Kitchen, a 7-Up, and a Bud Light break right now.
ESPN 97.5.